4到16节。
So today verses in the Genesis chapter 3 verses 14 to 16.
如果可以的话,你可以跟我一起来念。
So let's read together.
创世纪第3章14到16节。
So the Lord said to the serpent, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. To the woman he said, I will make your pain in childbearing very severe, with painful labor, and you will give birth to children.
神起初创造万物的时候,一切都是美好的。
When God created everything, everything was perfect.
大家对这段经文,就是第1章28节,神就赐福给他们,又对他们说要生养众多,遍满地面,治理这地,要管理海里的鱼,空中鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
So you're familiar with Genesis chapter 1, verses 28. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the seas and the birds in the sky and over every living creature and moves on the ground.
生养儿女呢,是神圣的工作。Raising
children is is a holy job God gave it to the mother.
神从创造的起初的时候,就赐,有这个赐福的心意。
So when God created everything, he meant to bless us.
儿女是耶和华的产业。So
children are inheritance from God.
神就把这样神圣的职责给了女人。So
God this holy duty to woman.
他透过女人的生产,生养众多,提升女人为母亲。
So through childbirth, he gave the identity of mother to woman.
然后母亲就把儿女带到这个世界上来。
And mother bring children into this world.
养育他们成为这个世界的管理者。
Bring them up to rule over the world.
那是神赋予女人的尊荣。
So this is the honor God gives to woman.
就当女人怀孕成为母亲时，那是神赋予女人的尊荣。So
woman get pregnant, that's the honor God gave to woman.
所以诗篇127篇第3节这里说到，神就赐福于儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。In
Psalm 127, verses 3, children are the heritage from Lord, offspring a reward from him.
没有人能够像女人一样有着怀胎的权利跟能力。Only
woman can bear a children.
虽然男人也是参与在其中。Man
has a part in it.
但是怀胎的权利上帝给了女人。But
only woman can go through the pregnancy.
活在这世上的每一个人,无论你是什么样子的背景,种族,
Everyone in the world, regardless of their background.
你都是透过一个女人怀胎来到这个世界上。
We came to the world through a woman.
所以你看到一个女人在怀孕的时候,
When you saw the pregnant woman,
是一个生命,但是是一个身体,但全着两个生命。
So it's one body with two lives.
就生命是很可贵的。So
life is precious.
生命是从上帝而来的。From
God.
所以诗篇里面说,当我在暗中受到的时候,在地的深处被联络,那时我的形体并不向你隐藏,我未形成的体质,你的眼早已看见,你所定的日子,我尚未度一日,都写在你的册上了。In
Psalm 139, verses 15 to 16, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
神早已经看见了。God
saw everything.
没有什么可以躲避神。
So nothing hidden from him.
神都知道。
God knew everything.
不是因为神像一个警察，一直注意，然后一看到你做坏事，然后就逮住你，不是那种状况。
So it's not policing us.
乃是他正在意你，看重你，及关心你生命的长成的样子。
He cares how you grew up and form a life.
因为他愿意每一个生命在这个世上能够成为治理这地、管理这地的代治者。
He wants every life to rule over this world.
而女人就赋予这样子的使命跟尊荣来完成这样子上帝的心意。
And he gives women the honor to bring this duty to us.
无论是什么样子的原因造成女人怀孕。
So regardless how women get pregnant,
生命终究是从神而来的。
Life is from God.
在意大利呢，有一对白人的夫妇。
In Italy, there's a white couple.
他有两个女儿。
They have two daughters.
小的那个呢，是长黑皮肤的。
Younger one with darker skin.
所以周围的邻居呢，就很好奇。
So neighbors are curious.
然后母亲就说，因为我的祖父是黑人，我的祖母是白人，所以才会有隔代遗传。
So it's the genetics skipped the generation because one of my grandpa was black.
但是这个有黑皮肤的女孩 Monica 十岁的时候呢，患上了白血病。
When this dark-skinned girl Monica came down with leukemia when she was 10.
结果需要做家属或亲戚附近的骨髓的配这骨髓。
And she needs bone marrow transplant.
但没有一个合适。
But there's no suitable donors.
所以医生就建议说，好不好你们再生一个孩子。
So the doctor suggested, why don't you maybe give birth for another kid?
然后呢，用这个新生的儿子的脐带呢输血过去，把这个骨髓捐给这个 Monica。
So hopefully the placenta blood, will be suitable for bone marrow transplant.
那时候这对夫妻呢不知道该怎么办。
They don't know what to do.
他们告诉医生一个从来没有人知道的秘密。
So they told a secret that nobody knew.
就在十年前的时候。
10 years ago,
这个做母亲的在下班的途中被一个黑人强奸。
Because the mom was raped by the black, getting off work.
当她怀孕的时候，她不知道到底这个孩子是他们的还是那个黑人的。
So when she was pregnant, she didn't know who impregnated her.
但是因为他们是虔诚的基督徒。
Because they're a devout Christian.
他们决定就把这孩子生下来。
They decided to keep this kid and gave birth.
结果这个孩子就是那个 Monica, 黑皮肤的。
And this child was Monica with darker skin.
他们非常绝望，想要送到孤儿院去。
Originally, they wanted to give her up to the orphanage.
但一听到 Monica 的哭声，他们是一个基督徒，他们觉得他们需要把这个孩子亲自养大。
When they heard her cry, they decided to bring her up themselves.
那现在应该怎么办呢？
So what should they do?
医生说，那就找出那个亲生父亲吧。
So try to get a biological father.
那亲生父亲会再显现吗？他到底在哪里？死了吗？
So we don't know whether the biological father was even alive.
后来他们就做了寻人启事。
So they put out a search.
结果那个黑人看到报道之后呢？
And the black saw the search.
他知道那个指的就是他。
And he knew it was him.
那时候他已经结婚了。
And he was married.
他有幸福的家庭
，with a wonderful family。
他是一个酒店的老板
，he's the owner of a saloon。
他愿意站出来吗
？How would he willing to to come forward.
他决定还是站出来了。
So he decided to step forward.
故事很长，我缩短。
To put a long story short.
他们就彼此的饶恕。其实应该说是那个夫妻饶恕这个黑人吧。
They forgave each other, but I think the couple forgave more.
那个黑人呢，带着他自己的亲生妻子呢，去把这个血呢输给 Monica。
So, this black man with his wife donated his blood to Monica.
所以这一个故事的结局是美满的。
So it's a happy ending.
而在这个故事当中，这个黑人说了一句话。
And during this incident, the black said one word.
我非常感激莫妮卡的存在。
So I'm glad that Monica in this world.
因为从某种意义上，是莫妮卡她给了我一个赎罪的机会，这是她送给我的礼物。
She gave me a gift for redemption.
所以无论在什么情况之下，怀胎就是怀着一个真实的生命，从永恒的心意来说，那是上帝所赐予的。
So regardless how the pregnancy came about, it's a gift from God through eternity.
那是一件需要珍惜跟守护的，因为神所赋予的生命是一个按照上帝形象而创造的。
We need to keep and cherish life because we are created in His image.
所以那是一份尊荣。特别是给了女人带来这样子一个使命。
So it's an honor for women to carry on such a mission.
So 今天在我们的读的经文当中，你看见是女人违背了上帝，所以就经历到上帝的审判。
Well, because women rebelled against God, and therefore God judged women.
所以当女人就是所谓的夏娃违背神以后，神没有挪掉他赋予女人的这份尊贵使命跟责任。
So even though Eve rebelled against God, God still gave her a precious mission.
女人之所以叫夏娃，并不是在她违背上帝以前，她是在违背上帝之后，她才被命名为夏娃。
So she wasn't given the name Eve after she rebelled against God.
所以在创世纪的第三章二十节里头，亚当给他妻子起名叫夏娃，因为她是众生之母。
So Adam gave his wife Eve, Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all living.
这一个命名呢，是他们两个被赶出伊甸园之后所发生的。
So Adam gave the name after they were driven out of a Garden of Eden.
所以他被称为夏娃，意思就是众生之母，是违背上帝之后。
So the name Eve meant mother of all living was after they rebelled against God.
尽管当时夏娃还没有怀胎生孩子，
even though Eve wasn't pregnant at that time.
但那时候她就被称为是一个母亲。
She already called mother.
这其中有上帝的心意。
There's God's will in it.
我相信亚当听到上帝对女人审判，讲到说女人的后裔的时候，
他知道。Because Adam heard about the judgment from God to woman.
他说女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她脚跟，这些话的时候，他知道夏娃要成为一个母亲。
Because through that verse, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. And that's how Adam knew she would be called mother.
然后有一个后裔要从这个女人出来，来拯救人类。
And one of her offspring will be the savior to human, for mankind.
所以他 这个夏娃不仅仅是个女人，她还是众生之母，一个女人成为母亲。
So she's the mother of all races.
所以夏娃就是那第一位母亲，代表着世界上千千万万要怀胎生子的母亲。
So Eve represents all the mother.
所以你会发现，在创世纪整本当中，当讲到怀胎生出下一代的时候，都是以女人为主的。
So that's why you can tell from Genesis, the whole Bible talk about mother in genealogy.
你看创世纪第四章第一节，他们一离开伊甸园之后呢，有一天，那人就是亚当和他的妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子。这里的我呢，不是亚当，是使我一个女人夏娃得了一个男子。
So in Genesis chapter 4 verses 1, Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she, Eve, became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. So that's Eve brought forth a man.
你会发现是以女人夏娃为主得了一个男子。
So through Eve, the woman brought forth a man.
同样的，在同一章当中的二十五节，你也看到亚当与妻子同房，是他就生了一个儿子，而给他儿子起名的呢是夏娃，就夏娃给他起名叫赛特，意思神另外给我。指的是夏娃在原文的希伯来当中立了儿个儿子代替亚伯，因为该隐杀了他。
Adam made love to his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named her Seth, saying, God has granted me another child in place Abel, since Cain killed him.
所以你会发现这里强调的不是亚当，最强调的是这个女人叫夏娃的，是她起名，也是她说是上帝给我的。
So the main character in this verse is about Eve named the child.
你更看见到说，当这个该隐杀了亚伯之后，神就给他代替了另外一个，就叫赛特，是个近前的后裔。
So after Cain killed Abel, God gave them another child, Seth, and She was very religious and devout.
And 这赛特呢，后来就生了以挪士。那时候，人才开始求告耶和华的名。
So Seth gave birth to Enoch, and from that point on, people start worshiping Jehovah.
所以你会发现，在创世纪当中，有一代又接一代，借着赛特这近前的后裔，后来就有了。挪亚。
So through Seth, the descendant came to Noah.
然后从挪亚，然后他的大儿子当中叫做闪族，就是闪他的儿子就遍满全地的时候，就带出了亚伯拉罕。
So through his descendant Sam, and the descendant came about with Abraham.
但是你会发现在创世纪当中有一个很特殊的一种场景，有很特殊的一个状况。
There's a special circumstances in the Genesis.
这女人的后裔要怀孕成为母亲。
So when they became pregnant to be a mother.
这是上帝的心意。
So it's a will of God.
但是你发现亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们的妻子都有同样一个问题，都不能生育。
But you can see from Sarah to they all have the wife all have problems infertility.
撒来不能生育，没有孩子。
Now Sarah was childless because she was not able to conceive.
以撒的妻子利百加不生育，因此呢，以撒呢就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求。他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。
Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because Rebecca was childless. The Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebecca became pregnant.
你再看到 这个拉结就是雅各所爱的。雅各向拉结生气说，叫你不生育的是上帝，我岂能代替他做主呢？
So in another verse, Jacob became angry with Rachel and said, am I in the place of God who has kept you from having children?
上帝要给女人后裔，但你就发现这些很重要的以色列的先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们妻子都无法生育。
So the forefathers all have problem with infertility.
这里有很深层上帝自己的心意要告诉我们。
So we can see the will of God.
就是上帝要赐给你这些后裔，不是透过人的血气，不是透过人的情欲或者人的方式，乃是出自于神。
Not from our will or our lust, but through God.
是出自于神超自然的方式，使女人怀孕成为母亲。
Through supernatural power to make woman pregnant to become mother.
这远远的就是要指向在刚才我们所念的那段经文当中，要产生出那女人的后裔。
So that's descendants through woman.
而那个女人的后裔是超自然的，是超越的，不是按着人血气的。
So it's supernatural, not by flesh.
所以你到创世纪的最后一章、最后一节的时候
，So you can see to the end of Genesis.
就是约瑟死了，正110岁，人愿香料将他熏了，把他收敛在棺材里，停在埃及。这句话。
So
这是创世纪的最后一章。
So it's the last chapter of Genesis. So Joseph died at the age of 110, and after they embalmed him, he was placed in a coffin in Egypt.
而这句话，最后一个字在原文希伯来文当中，也是创世纪的最后一个字，在原文当中是棺材。
So the last word in this chapter was coffin.
你会发现创世纪的起初的时候，是生养众多，创造是一切是有生命的。
So at the beginning, God wants us to populate the earth.
但是你发现创世纪的最后一个字是棺材，代表着死亡。
And Genesis end with coffin means death.
但是你结束了创世纪之后，你打开出埃及记的时候，你就发现以色列子民就生养众多，在为奴之地呢，越来越多的人。
So you can see in Exodus, Israel has been fruitful in the land of Egypt.
而在那个状况当中的时候呢，如果你听过上次我的信息，你会发现有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕就生一个儿子，见她俊美就长了3个月，就是摩西。
You remember from my last sermon, now the man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that she was a fine child, she hid him from 3 months, and this child was Moses.
你发现圣经当中神很多用这样子一种的方式要把他的启示隐藏在其中。
So you can see many hidden revelation in the Bible.
是要透过女人的怀孕生出一个人来拯救那个时代。
Also the pregnancy of a woman to bring about a man to save that particular generation.
有时候他们不能生育。
Sometimes they are infertile for some time.
直到后来以色列进到迦南美地的时候，当他们在那地方遇到非利士人的时候，神借着参孙，也是透过不怀孕不生育的母亲所诞生下来，来拯救那个时代。
Even when they were in the land in Canaan, the Philistine and Samson was born through a originally infertile mother.
就在以色列成为一个国度的时候，也是透过一个叫做先知撒母耳的。
So through prophet Samuel was the story of Israel started.
但是撒母耳是怎么来的呢？他是透过哈拿无法怀孕，是神用超自然的方式使他能够怀孕来到这世上。
Samuel's mom, Hannah, was originally barren, and through supernatural way that God brought about Samuel into this world.
所以你发现在整个上帝救恩的历史当中，他一直不断埋藏着他自己的启示，透过女人要带出一个拯救者。
So you can see in many hidden revelation, God brought about the Savior for that particular generation through woman's pregnancy.
这些所有的情况都是要指向我们所今天所读的经文，创世纪第三章十五节当中，指向那一位女人的后裔。
So appointed to the descendant in Genesis chapter 3 verses 20.
我们现在来看一个影片。
So let's see a short clip.
Herod knows nothing. We follow the star.
Where is this treacherous prophecy? Have you found it?
Father, here.
Read it!
Isaiah. Therefore the Lord himself will give a sign.
A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son.
Help us! Police!
He will be called Wonderful. Counselor.
Help us! Police!
Mighty God.Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Says it will be Bethlehem.
Bethlehem! Gather the troops!
Oh, son!
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
所以你从整本圣经当中，从整本圣经当中，你发现当女人怀孕成为母亲时，那是上帝施行拯救的记号。
Throughout Bible, you can see God's salvation plans through the pregnancy of woman.
就从创世当中，当人开始离开神以后，神没有放弃按照他形象所造的人。
Even since Genesis, people rebelled. God never gave up on mankind.
神开始他救赎的工作。
God started his redemption plan.
你看到上帝在启示的救恩历史当中，很多在这个很重要的救恩历史的关键，母亲从来没有缺席过。
Throughout the history, when God saved us, mother was never absent.
神总是用奇妙的方式借借一位女人的怀胎，成就那个时代的救恩工作。
God always came through with the presence of a woman to give us the Savior through particular generation.
直到时候满足，女人的后裔就应验在刚才所看的影片身上，耶稣就来到这个世界上。
So until the fulfillment on the clip we just saw that Jesus came to this world.
因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，他要将生一个儿子，要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
In the book of Matthew, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from the sins.
所以我从整本圣经当中，你看到上帝就是心意，他赋予女人这样的职责，其实是要带出他救恩的信息。
Throughout Bible, you can see God gave woman, through woman, the message of redemption.
圣经中第一次谈到苦难的时候，也是在创世纪第三章十六节。
The first time Bible mentioned suffering is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16.
这里说是上帝对女人违背神之后的审判。还有加增她怀胎的苦楚，她生产儿女的时候也必多受苦楚。
This is after woman rebelled against God. To woman he said, I will make your pain in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children.
这是圣经第一次谈到苦难的，这个字第一次出现就是对女人说的。
So the first word painful appeared in Bible is to the woman.
女人怀胎的确生孩子很痛苦。
Childbirth is a painful process.
所以每一个人生日就叫做母难日。
So our birthday is the day that mother suffered the most.
所以这是母亲的伟大。
So how great all the mother.
所以人离开神以后，苦难就没有离开过。
So when we rebelled against God, pain remain with us.
痛苦临到这个世界，直到今天都没有离开。
So pains upon us until even now, never.
那我们今天要从圣经的角度来看，为什么上帝要给女人怀胎的苦楚
？Through Bible, we can see why God made childbearing painful.
当然。是女人违背了上帝，吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
So because woman rebelled against God and eat a forbidden fruit.
但你会更深层的看见，女人怀胎有更深的上帝自己的心意。
But there's a deeper meaning for the painful labor.
你会发现，女人怀胎常常是拿来做比喻或形容灾难的临到。
Sometimes the labor pains used to for analogy from a pending disaster.
尤其是在圣经里面。
Especially in Bible.
尤其是对上帝的子民遇到灾难的时候，通常是用女人怀胎的痛苦呢来形容。
When there's a disaster, fell upon God's people, they usually describe as like woman in labor pain.
以赛亚书十三章六到八节里面讲到什么？他说：“你们要哀号，因为耶和华的日子临近，这日来到，好像毁灭从全能者来到。愁苦呢，就将他们抓住，他们疼痛，好像什么惨难的妇人一样。”
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 6 to 8, wail, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. Because of this, all hands will go limp.And every heart will melt with fear. Terror will seize them. Pain and anguish will grip them. They will writhe like a woman in labor.
同样的，耶利米书里头也是讲到，大马色发暖，转身逃跑，杖金将他抓住，痛苦忧愁将他抓住，如同惨难的妇人一样。
Same in Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 24, Damascus was become feeble, and she was turned to fleet, and the panic was gripped her. Anguish and pain have seized her, pain like that of a woman in labor.
到了主耶稣来到世上的时候，他就在马可福音跟马太福音里头讲到这样子的事情：民要攻打民，国要攻打国，堕出必有。地震、饥荒，这都是灾难的起头。这个时候，你们要谨慎，因为人要把你们交给公会，并且你们在会堂里要受鞭打，要为我的缘故站在诸侯和君王面前对他们做见证。然后福音必须先传给万民。
When Jesus came, described in Mark chapter 13, verses 8 to 10, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom.There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. There are beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogue. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witness to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations.
这里所提起这个灾难，在原文当中就是妇女生产的那个痛苦。
So the disaster was described as a birth pain.
所以这里的原文当中是用妇人怀胎生产和这样子的方式来形容末日的时候。
So they used the birth pain to describe the end time disaster.
有战争，有饥荒，有地震。
So there's a war, earthquake and famines.
就在那一个同时的时候，那只是一个什么灾难的起头。
So this is the beginning of the disaster.
就好像一个妇女要生产的时候那个阵痛。
Just like the labor pain.
但就在那一个时刻，你要注意，你要谨慎，因为上帝的子民要受逼迫。
You must be on guard because.The children of God will be persecuted.
那个时候被逼迫的时候，福音必须先传给万民。
And during persecution, gospel will be preached to all nations.
唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
So we must endure to be saved.
而这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。
And we need to witness to all nations to spread the gospel.
然后末期才来到。
And the end time will come.
所以你会发现，从创世之初的时候，这样子的一种的画面，你会发现再次的在末日的时候呢，用一种形容方式来提醒我们。
So throughout Genesis until end time, they used the description to remind us.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And the gospel kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and the end will come.
而就在这个时刻，上帝的子民要受难，如同一个妇女要生孩子所面对的苦楚一样。
So the children of God will be persecuted just like women in labor suffer.
我们来看一个，就那当这个女人怀孕成为母亲时，那是上帝在圣经当中说明一件事情，是神子民受难的提醒。
So So labor pain is a reminder of God's people being persecuted.
所以当我们要纪念我们的母亲生产我们的时候，纪念她为我们所受的苦的时候，同时更深的含义，神要我们记得上帝的子民也正在受苦。
Remember the birth pain and also the children of God being persecuted.
我们来看一个影片。
So let's watch another clip.
有个学生，后来成了好朋友。雷贝卡，你愿意跟我们分享一下你的故事吗？
好，好。我叫雷贝卡，我来自于苏丹的南边。我两岁的时候，全家搬到伊索皮亚。我母亲在路途中过世，我已经不记得她的长相。南苏丹人和阿拉伯人在北方打仗，所以我爸爸在1993年到前线打仗，后来死在战场上。我非常惊讶，不知道怎么办。我的朋友握住我的手，安慰我说没事。除此之外，我在逃亡过程中也看见许多惨剧。我在阿波夏教会目睹许多人被杀。记得有个星期天下午，政府轰炸教会，当时我们正在祷告，大家立刻夺门而出。我跑的时候看见一个妇人，她是我的邻居，炸弹掉下来的时候炸掉她的头。我看见她还在跑，我当时不知道发生什么事，因为只有6岁，看见一个没有头的人在跑，只见血水不断地流出。有个妇人抓住我的手问我，你还会为那名失去头的妇人还在像那名失去头的妇人那样为耶稣舍命吗？像他一样吗？我现在比较大了，看见了那名妇人的遭遇，我回答说会。
后来你走过沙漠地区？
是的，我们走过沙漠区，有时候我自己走，有时有人背我，因为我当时还很小。
你在沙漠中看见什么？
我看见一些野生动物，像狮子或土狼在吃人。之前土狼本来是不吃人的，但后来兽性大发，因为地上有很多尸体，结果他们兽性大发开始吃人。我小时候的玩伴就活活的被吃掉。
你看到当时的情形？
我没有看到，我在睡觉，只听到一声惨叫，他就不见了。他们事后告诉我，我只看见地上一滩血，他们说他就不见了。
你要问我们什么问题？你对我们有什么请求？
我请求你们不要忘记那些受苦的弟兄姐妹，不要忘记。
有个学生
到了启示录的时候，天上出现一个大异象，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴12星的冠冕。她怀了孕，在深沉的艰难中疼痛哭叫。而这时候天上出现另外一个异象，有一条大红龙，7头10脚，7头上戴着7个冠冕。
So in Revelation chapter 12 verses 1 to 3, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的，被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。注意看，这龙就是那蛇，见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。龙也就是那蛇向妇人发怒，与他其余的儿女争战，这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。
So Revelation chapter 12, the great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus.
创世纪当中，女人的后裔跟蛇的后裔要彼此的征战。
So there's a war on the offspring of man and the Satan.
妇人要有怀胎的苦楚。
And the woman will suffer pain during the childbirth.
指向最后到启示录当中，其余的儿女征战，而这儿女就守神诫命，为神做见证的。
The rest of her offspring who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus.
上帝的儿女们正在受苦的当中。
So children of God are being prosecuted.
就像刚才那个影片当中那个姐妹所分享的，不要忘记。
Just like Rebecca in the film shared with us, do not forget.
当我们不能忘记我们自己深深的母亲曾经受苦把我们带到世界上来的时候，我相信神也要在提醒我们，我们不要忘记在受苦当中的上帝的儿女。
When we remembered our mother suffered during the childbirth to bring us out, we should not forgive our brothers in Christ being persecuted.
所以今天我要带来的结论是不要轻视上帝所赐予的生命。
In conclusion, do not despise the life God has given.
无论是什么环境，对于一个怀孕的妇女来说，那个生命是珍贵的。
So to all pregnant women, the life they carry are precious.
不要轻忽上帝所带来的救恩。
Do not ignore the salvation God has brought forth.
我无法想象上帝在历史当中最终他选择把自己缩小成在母腹当中来到这世界上来拯救我们从罪恶当中。
So God in flesh came to us to save us.
而最后我们不要忘记上帝的子民在受苦当中。
Do not forget the people of God who are in suffering.
有几个问题就是让大家去思考，在现在这个社会当中，你如何看待单亲妈妈或者因着特殊原因而怀孕的母亲呢？
So how do you look upon the single mother or a woman pregnant through different for special circumstances?
如果你知道神既然能够透过母腹来到世界，这会使你如何看待你今天所得到的救恩呢？
So you think God brings you to the world, so how do you treat your salvation?
你如何看待现在那些为主受逼迫的儿女呢？
And how do you regard the children of God being persecuted?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你，你自己赐给我们母亲。
God, we thank you to give us our mother.
无论我们母亲是怎么样子的，求你给我们一颗饶恕的心。
Regardless, our mother, give us a heart of forgiveness.
让我们谢谢主耶稣，你来到世界上来。
And give thanks that Jesus came to this world.
帮助我们为这受苦当中的弟兄姐妹能够祷告。
To pray for the brothers being persecuted.
我们希望你快点来到我们中间。
Come again quickly.
奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I really appreciate today's message. It's really a different perspective to see how to see.The meaning of, how a woman get pregnant. So, thank you for that. 好，我们请慧慧帮我们把主导文放出来好吗？谢谢。So, Brother Wang, would you mind lead us to recite?
哦，可以。
好，谢谢。
我
好，我们在天上。